This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. When most of us get into an elevator, we hear this. When Norwegian pianist Leif Ove Andsnes entered his hotel elevator in Sao Paulo, Brazil, what he heard was this.
Every time I entered the elevator, they played the first and second piano concertos of Beethoven in a loop for the whole week. And I thought after a couple of days that I would go mad having to listen to this music. But the opposite happened. And it dawned on me how incredibly fresh, original, true everything that this music is. And I thought, you know, I have to work on this music now. I've turned 40. I have to be an adult and dive into this world now. And that's why I started on the project.
The project is the Beethoven Journey, which marks the first time in his more than 20-year career that he's recorded music of Beethoven.
It's not like I haven't played Beethoven over the years, but it has never really been a center piece of my repertoire. And I now feel that this music is the greatest. It's the most uplifting, it's the most comforting, it's the most spiritual and human at the same time. It's so wonderful to work on, and I therefore wanted to dedicate a period in my life to this music, and I have really done that and made myself a huge Beethoven journey for 3 or 4 years.
On his first recording in this series, Leif Ove features Beethoven's Piano Concertos No. 1 and 3, and he performs with and conducts the Mahler Chamber Orchestra.
It's an interesting and challenging journey. In Beethoven, you don't have the same sort of dialogue with the orchestra all the time like you have in Mozart. It's so operatic, you know. You have dialogues with the oboe, the bassoon, the different string groups all the time. With Beethoven, there is that element, which is wonderful when I sit in the middle and have such direct contact with musicians. But there is also a new element which separates the soloist and the orchestra. There's a new heroic role for the soloist. What is wonderful, though, is this flow to be in the drama of the music all the time. I'm not sitting there separately waiting for my next entrance like I often do when I play with a conductor, but I'm in the music all the time, and therefore I'm part of the storytelling all the time. And that's an amazing experience. The first piano concerto starts with the most simple material you can imagine, the simplest chords, the simplest rhythmic pattern, and you think, you know, this is almost no music, but there is this expectation in it, you know, something will happen, he's going to show his cards later on, and he does. I mean, in the 13th bar already there's an explosion of a crescendo, and he grabs you by the neck and he says, listen what I can do with this rather naive material. There's such a clear feeling of direction in this music, that this is really somebody who knows what he's doing. He's building a palace, you know, out of very simple stones.
Leif Ove says Beethoven is even more daring in the Piano Concerto No. 3. For instance, the first movement ends very dramatically in the key of C minor. The slow movement that follows starts in the key of E major.
And it comes like music from very far away, like in a dream. It's a challenging balance in that moment because it looks so busy on the page. It's full of 32nd notes and 64 notes. And obviously he didn't mean it as a fast movement. It's largo, it's broad, and it needs time for all these passages to develop. But it's a balance to find this calm feeling with so many passages of notes in the middle of it.
The music of Beethoven surprised Leif Ove Andsnes in that Brazilian elevator. It launched the Norwegian pianist on a new journey. He's experiencing the unexpected, the same experience that he hopes you'll find inside the Beethoven Journey, the first in his series of new Beethoven piano recordings. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.